BC Human Rights Tribunal. This is Jim speaking.
Hello, Jim. My name's Howard Dorchester, and I'm actually calling on behalf of my mother. She's a Canadian citizen, but she's originally from Jamaica. She's living in an assisted living cooperative, and she's having a big problem with the facility because the facility is trying to stop her from cooking her own food. She loves curry, and apparently a few of the residents, especially a Mr. Turner, has complained he didn't like the smell of her cooking. It bothers his sinuses.
Right. Okay. I'm going to stop you there, Mr. Dorchester. It sounds like you believe you might have a human rights complaint.
That's right.
And certainly, if you believe that, you may file a complaint. If you visit our website, you can get the details about the protected grounds. Rather than try and explain the various protected grounds to you on the phone, I'd suggest you go to the website, and if you believe that there's been a violation of the BC Human Rights Code, by all means, submit a complaint. And if you don't quite understand the various grounds, I'd be very happy to explain them to you once you've had a look and considered whether you think you have a complaint.
Right. Actually, I've done my homework, and I have been to the website, and I have seen a case that looks almost identical to my mother's situation.
Right.
It was case number 262, Shahan versus Norcam, and a decision was rendered in favor of the disputant in December 2004. So why I'm calling you now again is I'd like to speak to someone who can confirm that my mother has been discriminated against because of her ancestry.
Okay. So you certainly have done your homework, and I really appreciate that. I do have to confirm for you that I can't advise on a case, and no one here can advise on a case.
Okay.
You will have to submit a formal complaint, and as I say, it sounds like you've done your research, so I would encourage you to submit a complaint, and then that complaint will be screened once it's submitted, and then a case manager will be assigned to it if it appears that there is a case.
Okay, I'm getting somewhere. Can you explain what the process is, please?
Okay, well, where we'd start is you've been to the website, you have a sense of what grounds you would be making a complaint under. I can send you a package, or I can send your mother a package with the complaint form. A slightly different form if it's you filling it out for your mother, or whether your mother is filling it out for herself. Once you've completed the form, return it, it'll be entered in the database, and from there the process just unfolds naturally. It'll be screened. If it looks like a possible case of discrimination under one of the protected categories, it'll be assigned a case manager, and the case manager will try to mediate the dispute. In other words, we'd rather it not went to a formal complaint if it can be solved informally. But if that's unsuccessful, there'll be a hearing, and that'll be done by counsel, in other words, by lawyers.
Okay. My mom's 84, and she's a little weaker. She's not very healthy. Can I submit on behalf of her?
Yes, you can certainly. There's two ways you can do that. You can actually submit on behalf of her if your mother is ill or not competent, but you can also act as an agent for your mother, which means it would still be her complaint, but you're acting as an agent, and that's a different form. But once you get the packet, this may become more self-evident, and if it doesn't, give me a call again. My name's Jim, and I'm happy to answer more questions or any questions you have. Can I get your address, though, to send you the packet?
Sure. I'm at 950 Raymore Road.
How do you spell that? Sorry.
R-A-Y-M-U-R.
Okay, 950 Raymore Road.
Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And my postal code is V6A3L5.
Okay, and is your mom in Vancouver, too?
No, she's in Nelson.
Okay. So let me just give you a sense of the time. If the complaint is straightforward, if we can clearly see that the form's completed and the complaint is, we know the grounds of the complaint, It usually takes 6 to 8 weeks, something like that. Sometimes we'll need additional information, or you'll want to make amendments.
Okay.
And that can make the case take a little longer, but average cases right now are running about eight weeks.
Okay. That's good to know. I sure appreciate all this information. Thanks very much for your help.
Yeah, okay, and don't hesitate, as I say, to give me another call if there's anything I can clarify for you.
Could I have your name again, please?
Yeah, it's Jim.
Okay, Jim. Nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.